with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has launched ramped-up ICE operations in Chicago. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling it Operation Midway Blitz and says ICE officers will target criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. It's part of President Trump's focus on sanctuary cities. Homeland Security announced the move on social media with the mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. Illinois Governor Pritzker accused the Trump administration of using scare tactics and said federal officials have not coordinated the effort with his state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Paramedics say at least six people have been killed in a shooting attack in Jerusalem. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The shooting took place at a major intersection at the northern entrance to Jerusalem, on a road that leads to Jewish settlements located in East Jerusalem. As well as the number killed, paramedics say at least 15 other people were injured and six are in a serious condition after the Monday morning attack, while police announced two attackers were neutralized soon after the shooting began. This one's the country's deadliest shooting attack in nearly a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court is clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles, another victory for President Trump at the high court. The justices Monday lifted a restraining order from a judge who found patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 114 points, the Nasdaq rose 98, the S&P 500 advanced 13. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams, and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The names of experts appointed to an Olympic committee looking at transgenderism ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics are not being revealed. The International Olympic Committee's first female president, Kirsty Coventry, promised such a panel when she was elected earlier this year. No timetable has been revealed for the IOC panel's work, which is intended to start as soon as possible. This is SRN News. There's been a deadly train bus crash in Mexico, leaving eight people dead and dozens hurt.
Authorities were still working at the site of the accident in an industrial area with large warehouses and factories. One video on social media platforms showed the bus in heavy traffic, slowly moving across the train tracks when the fast-moving train suddenly appeared out of frame, ramming the bus at its midpoint. There were no visible crossing gates or other signals. Just prior to the crash, cars could be seen crossing the tracks as traffic advanced. Authorities say the accident with the double-deck bus took place northwest of Mexico City. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Prince Harry has arrived in the UK for a visit to his charities, sparking speculation about a potential meeting and possible reconciliation with his father, King Charles III. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.